Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Well, folks, Antonio T. Smith Jr. is doing it again.
He's done it again.
Yes, he has. Giving away so much knowledge just to help you succeed, walk out of the middle class, become a multimillionaire. He is giving away his book just for you.
The name of that book, The Richest Man in the Trash Can. You want to make sure you get this book. Here's why.
If you are someone who is tired, frustrated, irritated of the day-to-day schedule of waking up, going to work, going back home, going to sleep just to do it all over again, not being able to spend time with your family, you just got married, you just had kids, or you take care of your parents and you're not there to do it, this is the book for you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This book is free 99. Yes, you heard me. Free 99. Yes. All yours for free.
Yes. Free 99. All you have to do is just pay shipping and handling.
That's it.
$9.95 just to get your free book. This book is a life changer. I'm trying to tell you guys, everything in this book is what Antonio taught myself and Grace that enabled us to retire. Yes, we are retired and we haven't even hit our 40s yet.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
I got a few months to go. Don't worry about it.
Shh. Don't nobody need to know that, girl. You don't look it.
That's it.
Go get it. Go get it and walk yourself out of the middle class into the life you deserve. Walk yourself into abundance. Abundance is freedom, and this book is your journey out.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
All right. Thank all of you for being here. Daily meeting with us. And I don't think I've ever told you how I come up with these, whatever I'm going to talk about. I never do anything on the fly. That's not even my personality type. What I do is every day after what you would call close of business, I think about everything that happened during the day, everything we need to accomplish. And then I have a note on my phone. It's called morning meetings. And then I just jot down some things that I want to ask or some things that I want to correct or anything like that. And then what I do is I come up with all these ideas and I build these plans and I don't tell anyone. Then, already knowing the answer to the question, I ask questions out to the team, because just because I know the answer doesn't make it the best answer. Some leader should have heard that. Just because I know the answer does not make it the best answer. It just makes it the best answer for my personality type, not for the company, or not for the 98% of the world who don't have my personality type. Someone following that? Just because I know what is a good idea doesn't mean it's a good idea for impasse. Doesn't mean it's a good idea for administrative professionals or blue-collar workers or someone who didn't grow up in America, homeless and black. So I hold on to my ideas, and then I say something. Sometimes I say something that's a non-negotiable, so I don't ask it as a question. I give it out as an order. The reason I would give it out as an order, and it's very rare, I would say, all right, we need to do this. This needs to happen. It's very rare because it would be when I know this needs to happen and not that the parties involved or the things involved would be against it, but it just needs to happen for the sake of everyone involved, the direction of the company, happiness, wealth, prestige, and the overall goal of individuals feeling like they're going higher and higher and higher. No one likes to be stuck in the same place. So hopefully that helps you out in your meetings. If you're someone solo by yourself, that nothing I said changes that. You just direct that towards you and not your team. Like, nothing I said changes. If you have a nonprofit, nothing I said changes. Right, so don't go when I'm by myself or I have a nonprofit. If you are your brand, nothing I said changes whatsoever. Nothing. Because it's all just leadership. It's just leadership and human behavior. And you're still a human. And as long as you have a company, you're making your company act like a human. That's kind of how we do taxes. We humanize these companies and tell these companies that they need to pay taxes. Hopefully that helps you. 3 minutes spiel on how I get this stuff done. Anywho, Deanna, most of this meeting is for you, what we need to do. And then, actually, so let me start off with Grace and Reggie. Sandals and Paul, fantastic job on the videos with the red bandana. Yes. The red bandana could. I understand.
That's it.
I do understand. Yes, yes. I synced it. I know he was being safe. I understand. He just chose his favorite color. Yes, there you go, waving. Yes. Sandals, I need you to schedule me a new post. I will send it to you. In between your time, I just need you to also have in content creation, content curation too.
Mm-hmm.
Curation is just the scheduling and distributing of those content. Okay. I'm going to send you a link, but wait, because I have a meeting today, and I'll see if it. Just wait till after my meeting, and then I'll send you a link concerning. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. Also, yes.
For the event that's coming up, I'm going to type up something because I want to post it, but I want to send it to you before I send it out.
Do you have an idea what it is now?
Yeah.
Well, give it to me. It's a daily meeting.
Okay. Well, it's going to say, hopefully I can remember everything I'm going to say because it's going off the top of my head, but it's for the Conquer the Crisis 2.0 Summit. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say, for those of you who attended this event, you want to make sure you're here for the next one. For those of you who didn't attend, you want to make sure you don't miss this one. Because the last summit was, you know, awesome. And they're going to do it again. Antonio and his millionaire, billionaire friends are going to do it again. And this time they're adding a panel discussion along in the summit with millionaire and billionaire speakers. So something along those lines.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It does cost $9.95 this time.
Okay.
Yeah, found that out yesterday. That's $995. I'm joking. $9.95.
Okay.
$9.95. Don't know if that'll change. I found that out yesterday. So there you go. There you go.
Okay, so I'll put that in the post as well.
No problem. Wordsmith it the way you want, but that sounds genuine. Sounds great. Do that. The post I'm going to have you scheduled is different, but I'll come back to that after my meeting. And okay. The last meeting, I'll bring it up when I talk to Deanna.
Okay.
When you and Reggie were out on mission, I brought up something. Cool. Outstanding. Reggie, anything you got for me? In fact, while you're doing that, you did something very good yesterday that I liked, and I don't remember what it is. But it was something about your brand, and it was on one of your groups. It was something I liked. I don't know if it was basketball. It was something about you. Oh, your SoundCloud. Old music and new music. I knew it was something. I knew it was in there. Good job. Good job, because I want you to promote yourself and find your dreams as well. But anyway, you got something you got for me? Your hair looks fantastic, by the way.
Well, I did it myself. You know what I mean? Juices and berries is what I use.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You in law. Juices and berries. Yes.
That's all we need. Yes.
I'm a long way away from the... And if I try to grow it, law, that growth process is...
That is a hazmat.
We might lose the whole company going to that growth process, and we just going to keep it right here. We're going to keep it right here. Hazmat. Anything you got for me?
No, I will pick up the phone and call you if I do, like I did yesterday.
That's what you do. That is exactly what you do. So you had three things for me yesterday.
Yeah, brain receptors.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Cool, Dan. Well, I'm looking forward to helping you.
Yeah, I'm still working on a book. The finishing of the personal page.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So is that the question, the personal page, or you?
Well, it's not a question, just the finishing of it.
Oh, you need to. All right, Deanna, put that on the list. He's talking about his, not the personal page, but the.
Yeah, but you know me and my words.
Yeah, the fan page. Yeah.
Yes. I will tear something up in a minute.
I do understand. You tap into your George Bush.
No, that's Jesse Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Jackson makes a word. He will make up a word. Yes, he will.
And you do not rhyme them too, so that might work out.
Yes. As long as you say it in a complete sense.
Gotcha. All right, we'll take care of you on the page. We'll start working on it, but give us a couple of days. Just start seeing some progression. Cool.
No problem.
All right, Deanna, appreciate you. Rest of this is pretty much for you and on you. Immediately, non-negotiable. All right. Now, what is negotiable is the price. I'm going to suggest a price, but the price is negotiable. Okay? Price is negotiable between you, Phil, and Susan. No one knows what I'm talking about yet. The distribution of it is non-negotiable too. All right, so that's it. Here we go. Everything in the Monday section of the Bureau of Dominant Speakers, I need you to pull it, download it, send it to Dropbox, then send it to Susan, and then what I want you to do is I want you to make that a bundle package for them. Take their leadership, their advice, their vision, make it for them, put it on their landing page, and then sync the payment method to their PayPal or whatever else they have to pay. All right?
Okay, I'm typing it up now.
Okay. And then next Monday, you just start putting it back in the Monday place.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Knocking out like 6 birds in 1 stone. I'll repeat it for you. You're going to take all that, bundle it, put it in, keep it as M4A, though, the audio, just in case they use that. Keep this in frame. And then you're going to put that all together in Dropbox. And then from Dropbox, it'll let you send it to her Dropbox. All right? She knows what to do with it from there. That way she can have access to it. Now, you may do the uploading to the site or something, but at least they have their material. Got me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then that's going to become a package for them, also a funnel for them. Understand?
Got it.
The price is negotiable, whatever they want to charge. It's not got nothing to do with me. I can tell you what the value is for sure. It's $99 per class. Anywhere between $99 and $150 per class. All right? So if it's 15 classes, that's 99 times 15 or 150 times 15. Got me?
Mm-hmm.
Also, and I'm about to let all y'all respond there, but not yet. Also, I need you to get with one of them. Well, maybe we'll decide right now. A phone number or one of their phone numbers, preferably a mobile device. That's much better because I want people to be able to text them. And their version of a fan phone. Okay. Grace, this is for you too. Every Monday and Tuesday, that's their class and the Bureau keynotes. Now I say, all right, hey everybody, you can text Antonio 409-500-1546. That? Okay. That's what you're gonna do on every Monday and Tuesday call. But not my number, theirs. Right, yeah, not mine. Okay. Almost confused Grace for a second. Not mine. Their number. Okay. Now, we're going to create, because they are, give me a word, Law, something like fantabulous. Give me a word. I need a flamboyant word like that. I want to say they are blank coaches, something awesome. Give me a word. You got them great words. Yes, it's fantabulous. Can I get away with that? Or you think it. All right, you think it. They are dynamic duo. Kara said that. Dynamic duo. I need one of them spandex words. Yes. I need one of those words. Yeah, buddy. They are that good at coaching, and it's time to condition and set up our audience and future audience that they have access to Phil and Susan. I don't want to leave that confused. All right. I want to make that abundantly clear. And I want to make it abundantly clear that the expediation or the rise of your speaking career, text their number, right? Whatever their number is. 713, that's Houston, but you get the point.
I got a couple for you.
You got, okay, give it to me.
So we got stupendous, marvelous. Okay. I like legendary too.
All right, legendary works. And stupendous, you know what, I'm going to use all of them. They are stupendous, marvelous, legendary coaches. Okay, there it is. That is. That's SML. That's what they are, henceforth. That's it. That's their nickname around here, SML. Stupendous, marvelous, and legendary. And it is far easier, not easier, but it's just, we need to set that stage. That bridge needs to be easy to cross. Okay, and it's not as easy as I would like it. But starting tonight, because tonight's Tuesday, isn't it? Starting tonight, Grace, which one of y'all typically host that? You? Both of y'all? That means both of y'all need the information. All right? Both of y'all need it. So you're going to launch out that number. How many times you going to say the number, Deanna?
Every chance I get.
Outstanding answer. That's the one I was looking for. Outstanding, Private. Good job. That's the one that I want. And whatever number, that's on them, right? Whatever number they decide, that's got nothing to do with me. Not an email. Not Messenger. A number. That's going to be better. Why am I doing that? Because I am anticipating the new normal. What I'm doing is I am setting Phil and Susan up for the new normal. You understand? Messenger is going to be part of the new normal. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Messenger will, but they already know how to use Messenger. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook came out with a patch yesterday or a day before. Messenger is now for they got a desktop. They have a desktop version of Messenger, a standalone app. Now, I know what Facebook is trying to do because it's common sense. They want half the world on WhatsApp, half the world on Messenger. That's just that simple. It's that simple. I guarantee you, let me get on my Nostradamus self, very soon, both WhatsApp and Messenger will have very strong payment options to do your everyday purchases in both apps. I guarantee you. It's what I would do. And they already have the blueprint. It's called WeChat. 90% of the commerce exchange in China is through an app called WeChat. 90%. Can you video within? Yes. You can video. Oh, on the desktop? I don't know. I haven't checked it out because I'm like, oh my God, no. I don't need my desktop is totally private. And I was like, oh my God, no. I did not need the feds watching, No, my laptop is private. You know, think about taping the camera, but I use it so much. You understand? But I want them preparing for the new normal. The new normal is going to be, without a doubt, video conferences and text marketing. Without a doubt. And I want them first. Okay? So that's why it has to be a cell phone number-ish. Okay? Yeah, I mean, now, you can add anything else. Just make sure we, with our resources and traffic, set up the cell phone number-ish. But you can add anything else. They can add anything else. It's their brand. Got me? All right, let me pause right here. I said a whole lot. So Phil and Susan, you can unmute your mics. Deanna, keep yourself unmuted. And anything you want to add, throw in there. According to your brand, Deanna, anything you want to add in there. Go ahead, Susan.
Oh, you said unmute. I guess I'm trying to take it all in. You said the landing page.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Deanna, I want to enhance their landing page, too, sometime this week. I forgot to mention that. Thank you, Susan. I'm glad you said that.
Well, you mentioned something about putting all of these on a landing page.
Yes, but not for free.
Right.
Yeah, they won't be able to see it. They got to purchase it. But
okay, I see what you mean there. And then our other landing page.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about using the same one. It could just be the second page of that page. It could be a series of pages, like a funnel.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. Same link. You don't have to change anything. You can start with the assessment, and then the next page can offer that.
Okay.
Don't have to change anything. We're just going to enhance it, though, Deanna.
Okay.
We're going to enhance it greatly. It needs to be a video up there. We can pick anything. One of the training videos right now until, you know, we can direct some good stuff. Anything like that. Anything else, Susan?
No, that's all for right now, other than, you know, us being able to chat at some point.
Okay. I'll try to make that happen this week. All right.
Yeah. This is awesome. Thank you.
Sweet. Oh, no problem. So strip all that, Deanna. That's plenty of material. And then just next Monday, go back to one.
All right, Antonio.
Hey, go ahead, Phil.
First of all, thank you very much. We really appreciate you thinking about us and wanting to help us. That just means a lot to us.
Yes, sir.
I would like to think about and how do we structure instead of and keep this going in terms of the speaking, but focus on what we do as humor consultants and what we've done for corporate America all these years. And I'm feeling there's a shift in the marketplace, and something that's going to be important is the concept of joy. I think joy is going to be a leading indicator of the success of your business and your life. If you're having joy in your life, then you're aligned, you're doing the right things, you got everything going. So I would like to think about how do we structure a program based on the concept of creating, maintaining, and increasing the joy in your life. I think that'd be a broader market to attack. The speaking is okay, and I love doing it, and I hope we're providing value for everybody who participates. But I think a bigger pie is having people say, how do I get more joy? Well, tap into these guys because that's what they're teaching.
Yep. Yep, that is. Let me ask you a question to that. I got something rolling in my head. How, perfect world, how long would that program runtime be?
Well, I mean, it could be infinity.
Right.
But, you know, I think each segment could be 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
That's okay. Good. All right. I have an idea. I'm going to throw this out there. and see what this feels like. We can Saturdays, instead of, you know, we can Saturdays, we can invite everybody. You can help us, enrich us, that's for sure. And then, you know, if I have a long you want, like a conference, we can do as many Saturdays as you want, tie into a series, and then record it all, and then send you all that video and audio. And that way, you would be knocking out two birds in one stone and have an audience to answer questions from. What does that sound like?
Well, have them participate, because as we know today, we've got to think of ourselves as facilitators, not presenters. Yep. So as long as we need that audience to facilitate the facilitation, if that
fantastic. Makes sense. Yep. Sure. Yeah, fantastic. How many Saturdays do you think you would need?
Oh, we could just keep going until it's like this. How many Monday nights do we need? How many Tuesday nights do we need? We need as many as we can create as we go through life.
Fair enough. All right, then.
Yeah, Antonio, if you think of what we have done, you know, all through these years, over 4,000 presentations around the country, not including all of our coaching and all of that, what we are doing here is helping the speakers be able to get out and do that. And now we're helping them to be able to do this online with what we did last night and tonight. But what we have done personally is out across America doing this in Canada, and I guess Mexico, I guess we've done that too. So all of our material, our wealth of material, the wealth of knowledge that's inside of Phil that you guys have witnessed, that's what we want to be able to share. That's what Phil is saying. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Give me a Deanna.
Yes, sir.
I need your ideas. I need that. That's it. Easy problem to solve. What's not easy is I need it to be, since I'm going to use the word consistent, but I'm somehow some stronger than that. I need it to be back to back to back to back to back. Okay, no more than week intervals. Okay, you got that so far?
Back to back to back, no more than week intervals.
Right. So I'm talking about the frequency. The frequency is, I don't want it to go, it needs to be, the worst case scenario frequency is once a week. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Mm-hmm. But I need it to be something, because joy is comprehensive. Comprehensive is kindergarten to the 12th grade. It stacks on top of itself. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's some principles in kindergarten you still use in the 12th grade. Right? Even though K through 2 can pretty much be all one, but, you know, we use the same cursive, which I don't learn no more. You learn in the 3rd grade, you use in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? All right. Joy is comprehensive. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Those joy, looking at this two ways. Let me pause real quick. I want everybody, the struggle that I'm having here is, as they were talking, I do one thing and one thing only. It's the only thing I do, and I wish that every last one of you would do, and I got it from Steve Jobs. I went out to the customer experience and built around the customer experience, built this in my head around the customer experience, not our resources, not the availability, not anything but the customer experience. And when I went to the customer experience, as they were talking, two gaping, not holes, but two fantastic things happen in my head and customer experience that I need to duplicate with frequency. Thing number one, when Kiara asks a question, if it's frequent, she can build on top of her next question. She can ask a question, Grayson, ask a question on a Tuesday, get a fantastic answer from Phil on a Tuesday, coming back to that. Then let that sit in a week and then come back and say, you know what, last Tuesday you told me this, and boom, whatever comes out. You get what I'm saying? That is going to be the best part of the customer experience, to have that comprehensive, that connecting the joy from week to week, which now brings me, my sales come back to Phil, and then Phil's going to be able to answer, well, during the week, what happened? See, that's where you went wrong, or see, that's where you went right. You get it? You took this principle, you went out there and applied it, you got beat up. What did it look like when you got beat up? Well, I'm bleeding, but I'm happy. Fantastic. Sometimes we're happy when we're bleeding, right? That he's got 50 million quotes in his head he can use. You see what I'm doing with the customer experience here?
Yeah.
If you're going to teach, at first I was leaning to, well, let's just, you know, knock it out. But I asked a question, and I said, in a perfect world, what's the runtime? Forever and ever, right? No doubt, right? I get it. That's no doubt. Joy is forever. The customer experience is going to be, how is Michael able to hold in his head what's being said, goes back out in the week, come back, or goes back out the next day, come back, say something, learn something. That it's the transformation I am attempting to capture to the customer experience. Phil's transformation, answering the questions, the customer's transformation, and asking the questions. You fully got me, because I'm about to release it on you.
Well, one term
a question. Go ahead, Phil.
Is proof of concept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing,
yeah.
By creating that interaction. We're providing the proof of concept that what we're saying works. And Michael went out and did what he did, learned from it, and here's where he is today, and he's growing. You go do the same. It's like a team of athletes. You know, you have your practice, you have your game, then you look at the tapes, look at the film, and then you go back to practice to see how you can improve or continue what you did that made you successful.
Got me? All right. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Satish, does India need some more joy?
Yes. Yes, sir. No doubt about it. I was about to mention that point to Antonio, that once you devise this plan, then we need to talk about Indian segment as well.
That's actually coming up. That's actually the last point that I'm making. So good job. Because you're in 2 points today. You're in 2 points. This and MeWe, but we gotta come back to that. But good job. And India most certainly needs joy, because you're on a real lockdown, not a stay at home. Lockdown. And they get in trouble going out into the streets. Lockdown. Y'all understand? India is on lockdown so much that the nitrogen in the air has receded.
Wow.
Yes. I saw it on CNN. The skies are clear. It's incredible what's happening. It's incredible. Yeah,
pollution has reduced by 55%.
That is incredible. That's how. Go ahead.
But even a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware that the Earth has a wobble, right?
Yep.
Well, the wobble has been being reduced because there's lack of movement on the planet. The Earth is wobbling less because of this instance.
Wow.
Is that a goosebump thing or not? Yeah, it is. I'm not even sure how to handle that. Wow. I'm not even sure how to handle that. That's awesome. I mean, that's awesome information, that's for sure.
That means we make the world go round.
Now, lockdown. India's under serious lockdown. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. I think they need some joy. Of course, the app world is going insane. That's awesome. So, good time to own. If you own something on a mobile device, if you own some attention on the mobile device, this is a fantastic time to be in business. Fantastic time. Any company, ATS included, that has attention on a mobile device, it's doing pretty good. Something you may want to think about. How many times you heard me say, this is the new TV, podcast and new radio. Everyone's stuck at home, not watching TV, but watching TV with the TV on in the background. I just said a lot. Anyway, yeah. Give me an idea how to pull this off. Temple says so true.
If they do 45-minute segments, they can cover.
I thought about that. I thought about that. Give me something else besides 45 minutes.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you why. I'm gonna throw some stuff out there. I'm gonna give you something to hang on. Because of course, you know, I already got my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about a conference. It's not gonna be as feasible as I thought it would be. That's the first thing that popped in my head. Then I was thinking about replacing a class with a class. Not gonna be as feasible only because they're an hour. And I was like, yeah, but right when the joy gets good, it's going to be time up, right? I thought about that. Then I thought about, well, okay, so pick something else. And I thought about, well, then they really want the people who want to be there talking about joy, because that would bring all the Phil and Susan's gifts out. And it would bring a certain authenticity to the audience. They need a small group. To check on my strong friend, the passport to manhood, you get it?
Mm-hmm.
They need a small group. Their time, then it gets promoted. It could be whatever frequency they want, but it needs to be a small group. We just probably won't upload it. We'll just probably give it to them. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Okay.
All right, problem solved. So work that out, time, frequency, and then since it'll be, so you just got to work it out to where it's not colliding with another Zoom call. Small group, like the Passport to Manhood that's getting ready to start, that we're allowing Reggie to do his podcast with, the Check on Your Strong Friend, that Grace does, that's very popular, and yours, the Parentpreneur, and now Joy Stuff. That's not the name of it, but you get the point.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Problem solved there. Anything else you want to add, Phil and Susan, there?
Well, when I think of, you know, our branding of humor consultants, which we've branded, you know, for years, you know, we just created that Total Life Enjoyment, which, you know, we branded that years ago too, but we didn't really do much with it. The Total Life in Joy, and I always would put the J-O-Y in all caps. That's the name of our podcast. I don't know if that we should stick with that name and, you know, then Humor Consultants over here. So that's something to be considered too.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic for branding. I mean, it's consistent, and you can always say, because you lean towards the total life enjoyment, it wouldn't take away from Humor Consultants, because you can always say powered by Humor Consultants.
Right.
Or the exactly. So that would be right on brand. And then you can take that material and choose which material you want to put directly to the podcast, right? You just never run out of material.
Yeah, and enjoyment is the participation of joy. That's how you create joy, is by participating in enjoyment.
Good. So the way we got the small groups working is they hover around everything. And now by small groups, that term is just something I borrow from mega churches. Okay. It's just nothing. It just means that this is a Zoom call that we invite out to everybody, and the people who like that topic, they go to it for their own healing, and they want to be there. They're not overwhelmed. They just absolutely want to be there by choice. And that has worked out extremely well, because, you know, in a sense, in talking about joy with a bunch of people, actually you should talk about joy with a bunch of people who are mad, but you know, the people who want to be there, that'll help bring that out too. That works. So good. Small group format, Deanna. Logos, names, all that's on them. We got everything set up. I like it. When do we start promoting that number tonight?
Tonight.
Good. I gave the answer away by accident. Outstanding. Good. All right. That was that whole section there. Upload and finalize. Oh, all right. Next section. I decided to do I got some people to interview and hire, and I'm going to do the first round. I decided I need to put my fingerprint on it, and only because I need to create a process that operates on its own. Kind of makes sense. And I need to upload a training regimen, because remember, I think I said in the last 2 days that we have to change the way we hire. Remember I saying that? Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying that because I was smart. I was saying that because I got to hire again, and I have to change the way I do it. Instead of saying, come to the office for an interview, guess what I have to say? Here's a Zoom call. But now it created another, yes, tip is a check. But that created another problem. The other problem is, now I got to train, and I can't train you in person. This is a major issue. You do understand, this is a major issue. I have to train. So I've been thinking, well, how can I train? And I came up with the idea last night. I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks, but I think I told you on another call, you keep thinking about something until it just say, you say, universe, give me the dang on answer right now. Of course, you're not going to get it. But over time, you will. Focus on the positive. Tempest. Yes. I'm going to have to do Zoom interviews. No problem. Let me give y'all a free tip. I've already built. This is how I've checked myself to hire fairly. I've built a profile, a psychological profile of the people that I want to hire. You should definitely pay attention to this. This person has no gender. This person has a psychological profile. Follow me so far? Shake your head, Deanna, if you get me. All right, they had a psychological profile, no gender. So now I got past my gender bias. Mm-hmm. The psychological profile gets me past my Zoom bias about, you know, background, kids running around, noise in the background, right? Anything like that, right? Get you past that. And I built some points about, I think it's 9 of them that I'm looking for. When someone fits that, they have an opportunity to be hired. That makes me as fair as possible, because I already built who I want to hire. Now I'm just looking to see who fits that vibration. Free tip for y'all if you need it. All right, good stuff. I need to upload. The reason I'm telling you this is because I need to upload this. I have a training regimen in my head. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to say one more thing. Because I'm trying to make y'all anticipate my problems as well, so you don't have them. That's the whole point of me opening up these daily meetings to the public. Because I never know what's going to be said. We're just getting this stuff done. My next problem is, if I can't get with them in person, Grace, how I know they training? Help me, somebody.
Good question.
That's why the one person that we hired, Grace, I haven't started yet, because I've been trying to figure this out. Remember I was on the phone with you three-way? That's why I ain't started. You know I ain't no procrastinator. You know I don't, you know that. You know, I say we're going to get it done, we're going to get it done.
I thought he was going through the first assignment that you gave him, and that's why you hadn't said anything.
I don't know how to put my DNA in him virtually. You understand? Because you still have to match the culture. Tempest put in chat, if they can adapt to this, then they would be more profitable down the road. So this is a great, quote, test. She's right. Fantastic. Let's finish this, and I'm going to show you how many ways this company is adapting already. I'm already showing you. More is caught than taught. Some of y'all should be catching something. So guess when I figured out, I said, you know what I can do? This is where you come in, Deanna. You got to remind me to do this because it's administrative, but I need to do it. I can't pass it off to you. But since it's administrative, Tempest knows I hate admin work. And so my whole self-sabotage is going to pop up. I'm going to find something else to do. I am. I'm going to be busy, Michael. I'm going to be busy. I'm going to find something else to do. I see, buddy. Yes, I have no idea where they at. Tempest pointed out I'm not wearing my glasses. I cannot find my glasses. Save my life. I have no idea where they at. Anywho, they're probably thrown away by now. Thrown away. Now, I need to upload to Thinkific.
And turn it up.
Go ahead, Phil.
Would you like two things? Would you like a technique to find your glasses?
Sure.
Okay. Visualize in your mind your glasses. See them as clearly as you can. You know what they look like. You know what they, you know. Okay. Now, visualize the last time you saw them. Where are they?
The last place I left them.
But it'll come to you. That'll do.
Yeah, it'll come to you, yeah.
Yeah, are you familiar with the DISC assessments? Driver influence, steady, and compliance?
Recently. I just got recently, about 6 months ago, I just heard of that.
Yeah, so you want to find people that have a high D is for driven, yep. I is influencers, S is for steady, and C is for compliance.
Yeah.
And in the sales position, the best one is high D and high I. They're highly driven and they want to influence. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for people that have high D and high I's when they do the assessment.
Good stuff. I'll definitely look that up. The only reason I know about that is that came up with me and Eric Thomas. He was bringing that up. That's the first time I heard of it. ET was bringing that up. And he's got Tony Robbins' version of it that he was telling me about. And that's the first time I heard of it.
Yeah, it's been around for, I was first tested with 35 years ago. So it's been around for a while. And it's a great tool. And they've they have a disc profile for golfers. They have a disc profile, so they've morphed it. But that's when you get the monkeys, the what you talk about in the animals.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an extension of the concept of disc.
Mm. Makes sense. Deanna, do me a favor. Google for me and just send me a link. Disc profile for salespersons. That'll help me build out my psychological profile. I get to tweak it now. Good job, Phil. Appreciate that. That was valuable. That was invaluable. DISC okay. Profile for salespeople. Somebody that already did something extensive. There's a good point about Google. It's already there. Right? Sorry that someone has sped up my learning curve and then I can do my thing after that. Just send me a few of those links. I need to upload the training regimen there. Why do I need to upload it there? Chris says, stolen and put in my notes to research. My man. Oh, man. My boy Chris is going to build him a billion-dollar company, I tell you. Amen, Adam. Definitely. So I'll definitely do that. Reason, so steal this too, Chris. Thinkific allows me to track y'all progression. So every time you go take a class in the thingamabobby, right? Was your username password? It's thingamabobby. It's a technical term. I get to see, oh, you're 15% done, 17% done. So now guess what? I can track training. I never seen thingamabobby spelled. That actually looked like it's spelled right. Did I get that? Do you see what I did? Since I can't train in person, and I can't, because usually I just say, Grace, train. That's why I do that a lot. I do that a lot. Grace, train. And train Grace, because she's a teacher, and she's real simple and step-by-step. Train Grace. You ain't doing nothing else the rest of the week. Train. How many times did I do that to you, Grace?
I can't count. I don't know.
Okay. Good. I'm gonna keep doing it. Once we get back to touching people, I'm gonna keep doing it. Right? But since that's been taken away from me, I have to do it differently now. So look how I've adapted. Zoom interview, well, Facebook and LinkedIn get jobs that way, you know, applicants, excuse me. Zoom interviews. And Thinkific training. I upload training, like the same way you take your classes, I upload training. Yes. I already know what to do. You ain't got to worry about it. I already know what I want to put there. And here's the cool thing. Now I can train faster because it's automated. Yes. Where would it took Grace a week, I can get this. Look, you need to do, boom, take notes. Let me see. You understand? Like, go through. I can take a week into 3 days. And, well, I can only train one person at a time, no more than two people at a time. I could train infinity at a time now. And training cost is reduced. Y'all hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
That's invaluable. Tempest is right. If you adjust during this time, you're going to benefit. I just cut down training cost. So now I don't have to say, Grace, don't sell, don't do anything. That costs me money. Now I can send them to a system. Go ahead, Chris.
That's also a great way so you can learn your students even more to either cater to their needs, upsell, and much more, which also is like a big win for relationship building because it's going to be like, how do you actually know me kind of thing. It's no different from like Walgreens, CVS, and other like huge databases. That's just an educated guess I'm getting from listening.
No, you're right. And don't forget, let me tell you why I really like this. If this is my my grand old party coming out here. Okay. Texas is a fire at will state. Sure is. That means I get to fire you at my will. Uh-huh. And if you ain't driven or an influencer, this stuff, if you ain't taking your training regimen classes, you understand? And I'm looking and you just got hired, you don't meet the mustard. You got to go. You didn't finish training. How many of y'all that went to Walmart or Office Depot and they took you out through that little training module that you had to do as soon as you got hired? The training module, you know what I'm talking about. If Johnny steals from the register and you saw it, 1 through 5, how likely are you to tell, right? 1, strongly disagree. 3, neutral. 5, strongly agree, right? That's stuff, and that's mandatory. As soon as you, Johnny got 8 out, but then she going to do her math. Think about that. That's mandatory, isn't it? And you got to do that training all day, don't you? Yes. If it's someplace, you got to do it the whole first week. Yep, I get to do that now. Can y'all see how I've adjusted? I get to do that. There's 33 modules here. I need this done. I need this done. Can't say she would talk about it. If Johnny got 8 apples, right? All right, good stuff. So, Deanna, I need to upload that. That needs you need to keep me accountable because I'm going to make excuses because it's admin work.
Antonio. Carol put 2 things in the chat. The first one, she said, predictive index is another assessment tool she used in HR and coaching. And then she put a question, will the trainees have a forum to go to during training to discuss what they just learned?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be hidden from the public, and it's going to have the modules, and after each module is a discussion thread. Absolutely. Thank you for that. Chris, go ahead.
Oh, I think we definitely need to talk about this a little bit if we can. In the news, AMC's in trouble. Like they can't really shoot anything. I mean, show anything in the new. I mean, the new movies are being postponed, and they're saying possibly AMC may permanently go under. Mm. And that's coming from like Wall Street Journal, and yep. Other places.
No, that's facts. That's facts. That's facts. One of the things AMC is going to do to try to save themselves is find a mega preacher and try to put their services in their theaters. That's what's going to happen. That's what I would do. Separation of church and state. Church tends to be before the matinee happens, right? Matinee is around 10:50. Preacher can do a 7 service, do it that way. But that's probably not going to work, but that's what I would do.
I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, how is that going to work with what's going on now?
Because there's a separation between church and state for the most part, but not really. Once a lockdown happens, it's not going to happen. But you can entice who else would want to use a theater and be in one spot, but in 50,000 locations around America at once. Who else? It's either going to be it can't be a trainer like me because I can't put my people there. But that old word, yeah. If you can't use the theater for showing movies, you use it for oratory teaching. Yep. There you go. Meditation lounges, right? Anything like that. But that's a good thing. They're definitely. I'm glad you set me there because I want to say this here. They want to hang up and go to other class. Everybody listen to me. What's happening, someone's going to call unfair. Okay? You should hear this. This is me telling you what they're not going to tell you. The wealth gap is going to widen even more. Now, here's the good thing. Small and easy to move businesses that are ready are going to become in the top 1%. Because Fast Corporation, AMC can't move that fast. But a YouTuber can. Y'all didn't hear me. AMC can't move that fast, but King Batch can. Right? Logan Paul can. The smaller and more nimble you are, the better it is for you to succeed. However, and you should listen, a lot of business is going to go out. That's going to happen. And all it's going to do is create no competition for people like me. And that's going to be unfair. But business is not fair. Stop letting people tell you it is. He who spends the most for a customer wins. Business and government is set up for the big guy to keep winning. All of you listen, go become the big guy. Because the big guys are going to go out of business. Because they're too big. They won't move. They're still invested in TV ads. And you got to have 15 meetings to make a change, and then 6 months for that change to happen. While Kiera can make a change like that. Probably not Target. Target serves food. Food will keep Target essential. Probably not. Target's the number two anyway. The number two tends to have some security. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. That was our meeting. Hopefully you caught a lot of stuff, because I exposed a lot about what we're doing, and that's my goal. I appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll give away more secrets. That's just kind of what we do. Antonio Tish. Oh, wait. God dog it. I'm going to be late. Satish, Miwi, Diana.
Yes, sir.
I got that meeting with them today, right? It came up in the last meeting. All right, so I don't have time to explain it. Satish, I'm going to need you for the human consultant thing, but I'm going to need you most importantly to, I have to have a meeting first, but I'm going to need your Indian presence to blow up a new social media, but we're going to talk about it. I brought it up last, you were here last, remember that meeting?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we scheduled the meeting. I got the meeting at 4 o'clock my time today.
Okay.
Yes. The meeting at 4 o'clock my time today, and between me and you, well, between America and India, we should be able to make that very good. I have a plan. I just don't have time to talk about the plan right now.
Sure.
All right.
Looking forward to
it. Get ready.
Yes.
Get ready.
Okay.
I almost had you on this meeting, but I'm going to introduce you in this meeting. And if there's another meeting, you're going to be on that one. Believe that. As a matter of fact, Diana, give him the information. I'm going to, and then tell them I'm bringing in the head of ATS India or something, right? Say that, whatever it is. I forget his thingy. Okay?
Got it.
Adding that too. Outstanding. Antonio T. Smith Jr., I'm sorry, hold on. That means you're going to be up at like, it's like 4 a.m. for you, huh? But you don't care. You're ready. You hungry. You don't even matter. Just whatever time. Hey, man, I got time a long zone. Clock.
Time zone doesn't stop me.
All right. Well, about 4 in the morning your time, we would be talking to a social media. Okay?
Cool.
All right, so you get that shit.
Yes,
Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Jump over to the sales training.
You should really be famous for every tear you've ever cried. For everything that's ever happened to you, for all the abuse you've ever been through, for the divorce you've ever been through, you should absolutely be famous for that. Yeah, that's how I think. As a matter of fact, that's how most of us great motivational speakers or platform speakers, we are. I speak over 400 times a year. I command over $40,000 a keynote. $40,000 a keynote. I can make $30,000 in 30 minutes. All because my story was one of tragedy, and I've learned how to take it to one of great wealth. I want to teach you that. I want to give to you free, no risk, no charge, no credit card needed. Free 20 hours of how to get famous for telling your story. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great, and you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have. It's not what you do. It's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to lead the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody that'll teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are gonna leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from the Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal. From a meal to clothes to shelter to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was 6, I was forced to learn how to make money. And now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy. I've homeschooled my own children. And I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I've built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from 4 figures to 5 figures, 5 figures to 6 figures, 7 figures, all the way to 8. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man in the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is gonna show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is gonna give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's gonna teach you how to make 6 figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm gonna give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm gonna give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're gonna have in your life. To be honest with you, and you can kind of relate to this, it almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are gonna have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are gonna be watching this are gonna be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm gonna give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost. I'll take the loss. And all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there. And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.